We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Draft is tomorrow, right? Yeah. We're all excited. Finally, the draft is here. It sure seems like Washington's going with Jaden Daniels. No, it ain't over till it's over. Nothing's final till it's final. Ben Johnson texted them on the plane and said, I don't want to interview with you. Like, right. Things can happen. But I know you've been high on Jaden Daniels all along.
Yeah.
What do you make of the criticisms that have become now you got to find criticisms with every prospect, right? Like, that's a part of the game. But what do you make of the criticisms of Daniels where Rooster just laid them out, the frame and, you know, the questions about throwing it over the middle of the field and then maybe the sacks. I think I'm bailing on the shades, by the way.
The sacks are the one thing that I care about the most, just because we dealt with that all of last season, a quarterback that it looked like throws and reads were there, and he just wasn't seeing it correctly, and then that would lead to sacks, and then you get into like third and 18s, and when you're in third and 18 with a young quarterback, you're basically punting the football away. So the sacks bother me a little bit. The frame, I think, is kind of overplayed, because once you get with an NFL nutritionist, you'll be able to put healthy weight on. So I'm not too worried about the frame itself. As far as throwing over the middle, I think that was more the offense.
I agree.
But 23 sacks last year compared to 43 year before. That's a drastic change. So something had to change to work in the to the better. I don't know why they're stuck on it, because they're talking about last year, not year before.
Right.
And I don't get that.
Yeah, it's weird, B. Mitch. It's like when guys get more comfortable, they play better. And it feels like nobody none of the critics want to acknowledge that.
What a wild concept.
I know. It's really crazy. So I think once you get this guy into your building and he gets more comfortable, like, you'll see if it is Jaden Daniels or if it's Drake May for that matter, but I think you'll see the best of whoever they end up drafting as the time progresses here. I think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I think it should be Jaden Daniels, and I'm excited for it to be Jaden Daniels tomorrow night.
I tend to agree with you, in all facets. Like, guys are supposed to improve. I don't get that staying in college has hurt him. I also think, like, things that happen over time, if we went back and watched the 2002 NBA Finals, mm-hmm. and then you watch the 2012 NBA Finals, they don't look the same.
Right.
What's going to continue to happen with these quarterback prospects, people are making a big deal out of them being older now. They're all going to be older in 5 years. Because they're getting paid to be in college. They're allowed to transfer wherever they want. This is going to continue. This is not – like, I don't think the fact that Nix, Penix, Daniels are all transfers, guys that have bounced around. Hell, even Caleb Williams transferred, but it was in the new era where you didn't have to sit or anything. This is going to continue.
Yeah.
Especially because these guys, like Daniels or like Burrow before him, if it's like, all right, you'd be like a fourth or fifth rounder – or you could stay and make $1.5 million, $2 million in NIL money, you're going to stay.
Right.
And the age stuff, I find a reflection on a bygone era, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's Brandon Whedon, who was 29 2 years
whatever, right?
fully off his parents' insurance by the time he was getting drafted, right? Like, he could have rented a car
for three years.
He was 28 years old, drafted at 22. It was, like, the most insane thing. So it's not that, and you're right. Playing football makes you better at football. So if you want to stay in college and play more football, like,
that's one more time.
Yeah, playing football makes you better at football.
Jaden Daniels
stayed in college. And same with Drake May and same with Caleb Williams. They stayed in college, they played football, and they got better at playing football. Same with Michael Penix, for that matter. I mean, he had a hell of a season.
Yeah,
this year.
Had to overcome like 8 different injuries.
Right.
You know, like, some of this you learn.
You find a way.
I agree. specific to May, what do you think he is as a pro prospect? And why do you think so many people are convinced that, because there is a legit group out there that's like, he's the best prospect because of his ability to do X.
Right. I think they see a lot of similarities to like your Justin Herbert, and they think eventually Drake May can become what they wanted Justin Herbert to be. I never really saw that watching him play. I mean, you certainly see some of the throws that he makes and the arm strength, and that is just magnificent. But I never felt like watching him that he fully elevated North Carolina. And if you're not elevating North Carolina in a bad ACC, that worries me a little bit. I do find it odd, though, that it feels like only in the last 4 or 5 weeks people have come out and said he's going to need a year. Like, that seemingly came kind of out of nowhere. We weren't saying that in February at the Combine. It feels like that only started happening in March. So that does, I take that with a little bit of caution. I just never looked at him as like a, this is a for sure top three pick when I actually watched him play.
That, but it happens every year where the focus changes as other people start to rise or right. fall. And did all of a sudden he starts saying he needs to work, needs to focus a little bit because a lot of the supporters saw him dropping.
Right. Right. And he was so, he entered the season as it was him and Caleb, right? Mm-hmm. And I do think people held on to that throughout the course of the season. Now, I don't think he sucked.
I think Jaden played his way into the conversation, right. whereas Drake kind of maintained a preconceived draft status.
Stagnant, and Jaden played significantly better, and Michael Penix played significantly better than anyone mm-hmm. anticipated, and that's why they're getting all this conversation now. And I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that report. Michael Penix might go top 10 all of a sudden now because New York seems to really love him.
A lot of people like him. They just scared of the injuries.
I think you could argue he's the best passer in the draft.
Pure passer? I would agree with that. He throws the prettiest ball.
And I think, B, we've talked about this a bunch, probably off air more than even on. The bust rate is so much higher than the injury rate. So if that's your guy, go with him.
Yeah.
Like, if it's him or Nix or him or McCarthy or him or Drake, and you're like, yo, I think he's a better passer, then go with him.
Go with a guy that's a better
passer. The idea of the position is to throw the ball.
Throw the damn ball. And all the rules lead to that.
Right. So I wouldn't be upset. This isn't going to happen. But I wouldn't be upset if Washington traded back and landed Penix on another first-round pick and they get, like, a tackle in the late first round. That wouldn't – I would –
Or they
could
just get Daniels and use the 2 second rounds and get back into the first.
Right. I'm kind of hoping that's what they end up doing, honest.
Landfill, I wanted to ask you a quick question that I think you'll be – in a good position to comment on. I believe whenever Denton joins the program, he has to wear sunglasses. He looks cool in them.
He actually does look kind of cool. I'm not going to lie.
I'll take that.
What do you think, B? Is that a new rule?
Yeah.
Denton Day. And then we could play sunglasses themed songs. And we kill two birds with one stone. We don't have to find a walk-up song.
Yeah. I wear sunglasses at night. It's a great song.
Get him a song from Top Gun.
Or Top Gun. I'll take Top Gun. I mean, Jeff looked at me when I first put these on and said I look like a cop, but I'll much rather take
you do kind of look like a cop trying to – you look like a narc. Like, you're trying to be cool. You're gonna buy a bag of weed and then throw some cuffs on
the
kid. He kind of
looks like George Michael.
Just look up Teddy from a high school. From Snowfall.
Hold on. The George Michael comp, it might be – especially he's wearing a leather jacket or a jean jacket, rather, and he's got
a
the weird
jean jacket
beard.
With shorts on.
Yeah.
Flip flops and socks.
People looked at you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
People
it's
looked at you,
with
and their concern was what?
The rings, because I wore rings in one of those YouTube short videos.
Have they seen the total package that is Denton Day? The fanny pack and the incredibly weird colors
They didn't get the full body. By the way, earlier today, I was sitting in the studio before the show, and CK comes running into the studio, and he says, I got something for you. I had no idea what he had. He's like, I saw this. I thought of you immediately, and he gave me a Capitals fanny pack. So my collection of fanny packs is getting
Dude, you're a little too
bigger.
Young to be a damn fanny pack guy.
B, look at this. George Michael in the jean jacket does kind of look like Denton in the jean jacket. I'll try to put this on the stream.
I think George Michael looks like he's wearing the full Canadian tuxedo.
We are not talking about George Michael, the legendary sportscaster, by the way. We're talking about you got to have faith.
Yeah,
faith.
Yeah.
Any dog in the fight at the tackle prospect?
Oh, that's going to be tough. I think if you want to get a great tackle, you're going to have to do what B. Mitch alluded to, which is trade back into the first round. I saw the tweet from Daniel Jeremiah that said a lot of teams are going to be moving up for tackles. I love the guy out of Oklahoma, Tyler Guyton. I love the kid out of Oregon State, whose name you're going to hear a lot. I just don't know if they'll still be around in the late stage of the first round for our team to go get.
Yeah, we had Charles Davis on earlier from NFL Network, and he said the tackle market's going to be hot. He thinks it starts around 15 and gets through the early 20s.
When it's two.
I think a lot of these guys are going to go. I wonder if they're not almost just forced to stay and play the volume game and try to get. Because if you look at some of the guys they brought in for 30 visits, they brought in some guys that project to be like late Friday night tackle picks.
Right.
And at some point, you also got to rely on your scouting, right? Yeah. Like, hey, we can't do that, and we're going to have to chill here, and let's find the best guy that we could get at 78 or 100.
Right. By the way, a name that they brought in on the All-30 with the Topgolf trip that I would love for them to get probably day three, Eric All. The tight end out of Iowa. If we're sitting here on Monday and Eric All's a member of this team, I'm going to be really, really thrilled.
Denton, thank you. Brian, are you out of here? You going to Detroit?
I don't even look at the clock ever. Yeah, I'm out.
All right. Safe travels. Denton, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.